Hi there. The word for you today is Beyond the Myths of Parenting. In Psalm 127, verse 5, reading from the Message, David says, "How blessed are you parents?" Here are another two parenting myths. Number one, good parents always produce good children. If only that were so. But it's not. Even when you do all the right things, your children still get to make their own choices in life. Cain and Abel were raised in the same home by the same parents, but Abel's choice pleased God, while Cain's choice led him to commit the first recorded murder. Even model parents have no control over the choices their children ultimately make. Now, that doesn't mean your attempts to be a godly influence on them are wasted. Not at all. It just means that when you've taught them, trained them, and done the best you should, A, recognize and accept your limits. Some things you can do, some things only God can do. Number two, teach your children wisdom and allow them to be responsible for the consequences of their decision. That's how you train them for life. And C, trust God to do what you can't do. Some kids get the message quickly, and others, like the prodigal son, well, they take detours. But God never gives up on them, and neither should you. Number two, second parenting myth. Good parents treat all their children the same way. No, they love them all equally, but they don't treat them all the same way. The Bible says in Proverbs 22:6, teach children in a way that fits their needs. Every child is wired with a unique set of needs and abilities. And wise parents recognize and work with those individual characteristics. Your responsibility isn't to try and make them into the perfect kid. It's to try and discover the distinctive pattern God built into each of them and work to develop that pattern in them. The reward God promises such parents is this: when they are old, that is, old enough to know, and that's detours notwithstanding, they will not leave the right path. Okay? That's the word for you today.